It's a very generous offer, but I don't need to look over the dorms at Boston College to convince me. I've already made my decision, and I know where I want to go next year. Columbia University, in nearby, convenient Manhattan. You're not too disappointed, are you?
Heck, anything that gets you out of the house is fine with me.
Mom, Dad, it's a very generous offer, but I don't need to look over the dorms at Boston College to convince me. I've already made my decision, and I know where I want to go next year.
Yes! Oh, all right, funny. Carol, you're not going to regret this. You're going to love BC as much as both of us did.
Why?
And you thought we were putting too much pressure on her. Ha! And she made the decision on her own.
Well, speaking of pressure, ta-da!
What's that? The admissions application for Boston College. I took the liberty of
Hello,
just...
let's fill that sucker up.
Well, Dad, have you ever thought of the possibility that I just might not get accepted?
Yeah, right. Honey, with your grades and two distinguished alumni as parents, your application and interview are just formalities.
Interview?
Yeah, if you don't want to make the trip, they'll send somebody up to meet you and meet us.
Of course. But it's just a formality.
Great.
Hey, Ben, will you hear the news? Carol's going to be going to the same college your mom and I went to.
Anything that gets her out of the house is fine with me.
Boston College. They met there. They fell in love there. They did God knows what there. I mean, if you had just seen their faces, you'd know how impossible it would have been to disappoint them.
Hey, it's never been a problem for me.
And once I'm accepted, it'll be, Carol, just try it for one semester. Then they'll say, hey, might as well get your undergrad degree. Then, why not your PhD?
Hey, anything to get you out of the house is fine with me.
Yeah, I might as well accept the inevitable. The application's mailed and the interview is next.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a way out.
Tell me.
All right. This interview deal, you could flunk it by belching and smelling bad and stuff. You need any more ideas? You know where I live.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Mom.
Ooh, a sandwich would be nice.
Can I talk to you about the Boston College decision?
Oh, your dad and I just can't stop talking about it either.
We'll see.
You know, honey, when you were two, we took you with us to a BC reunion. I actually changed your diaper smack dab in the middle of the quad. You know, and your dad and I looked out over that campus and we dreamed this day would come. And it's finally here. You've come a long way from that dirty diaper, oh, Carol. I'm sorry, what did you want to tell me?
Don't forget the mustard.
Oh, right, thanks.
I got it. Hey, I'm a kid, not an idiot. No, that's not an attitude, that's the way I feel.
By yourself.
Hey, Carol, some guy just called for you. He says he's coming over at 7, if that's okay.
Tonight? Some guy?
Yeah, says he's from Boston College.
All right, don't tell anybody about this call, okay?
Don't worry.
Hi, who was the phone for?
Oh, some guy for Carol. It was the wrong number.
You asked for Carol and it was the wrong number?
Sure. What guy would call Carol on purpose?
Carol, don't forget you're making dinner for yourself and Ben tonight.
You're not going to be here tonight?
Oh, we're going to our Lamaze reunion, remember? We want to show you off, Chrissy.
So you're not going to be here? Great!
Don't be so thrilled, Carol. We are coming back.
Mike, I need your help.
I know, but I don't do electrolysis. Oh, boy, I break me up.
Mike, the recruiter from Boston College is coming over tonight to interview me.
What recruiter?
The one I told you about last week. Now, I figured a plan out, but you have got to help me.
Why have I got to help you?
Because you're my brother and you love me.
Because you're a scumbuck and I'll give you $20?
Done deal.
All right, what's your plan?
Well, actually, you gave me the idea when you said I should blow the interview by belching a smelling bad.
Okay, but can you belch?
Mike, listen, okay? Now, Mom and Dad are going out tonight, okay? So, when this recruiter guy gets here, I'll act like a complete fool, blow the interview, and presto, I'm off to Columbia University.
Oh, right, Carol. You know, Carol, it saddens me to think of what a sleazemeister you could have been if you'd only applied yourself when you were young.
Thank you. Now, your part in this plan is very, 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 very simple.
Yeah, well, it better be for him. Easily $20.
Okay, you get two people to pretend they're Mom and Dad.
What?
Well, the recruiter has to meet them, doesn't he? All right, now I'll meet you downstairs in an hour.
Hey, whoa. Hey, come on, you expect me to go and get a whole new set of parents in an hour? I couldn't do that in a day.
I've tried.
You're right. Who am I kidding? This is impossible.
Of course, for $40, the impossible is possible.
Okay, we should be back from the Lamaze reunion in a couple of hours.
Or whenever we run out of videotape, whichever comes sooner.
Jason, can you give me a hand here, please?
Oh, sure. Like, I have nothing to carry.
Well, you guys have fun now.
Thanks. Somebody's making my tuna fiesta.
Come on, you guys. You know how I hate Spanish food.
Well, actually, Ben, it's not Spanish. It's Mexican.
Oh, well, pop my piñata.
All right.
Well, you can... Okay. Here you go. Here you go. Here.
You're complaining about what you're carrying. I carried Chrissy for 9 months.
Hey, listen, is the coast clear?
Mike, where have you been? Did you find...
Carol, say hello to Dr. and Mrs. Jason Seaver. Ta-da!
My real name is Fred.
I'm Wilma. And save it. Save it. We don't have a daughter named Pebbles.
Wait, these people are supposed to be our parents?
Look, I didn't have a whole lot of time, remember?
Hey, nice place we got here.
A word?
Yeah. Excuse us.
Certainly. You wouldn't have any sherry, would you?
Mike! All right. Maybe we can clean Fred up and put one of Dad's suits on him. But Wilma has no teeth.
Hey! I got teeth. Just didn't bring them with me, that's all.
Look, there's been a change of plans here tonight, okay? Guys, it turns out that we're only going to need Fred for this thing.
What do I always tell you? Wear your teeth.
Listen, Fred, why don't we go take you upstairs and get you cleaned up and I'll coach on what to say.
What are you looking for, performance-wise?
This tuna fiesta.
Mike, it's showtime.
Hi, Bill Jefferson, Boston College.
Cal Seaver, please come in.
Thank you. I apologize for the short notice, but I was on Long Island on personal business when the admissions office called and said they received your sterling application and would I work you in. So here I am.
Yep, here you are.
May I say that we at BC are thrilled someone of your academic caliber has applied.
Oh, right. Please excuse the way I'm dressed. I'm working later.
So, I'm anxious to meet your parents.
Well, only my dad's going to be here. My mom, as you know, is a news reporter and she's out of town on a story.
Oh, I understand. All the news that's fit to print, right?
Actually, it's television news.
Oh, well, if you don't tell anybody, neither will I. I present to you Boston College.
Mr. Jefferson, my father.
Oh, wow. Doc Seaver, it's a pleasure. I see you're still wearing the Boston College colors.
Oh, yeah. Say, can I get you a sherry?
No, thank you.
Great, more for me.
And this is my brother Mike.
Hey, yo. What's up?
So, Dr. Seaver, I understand that you're a psychiatrist.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Actually, I'm sorry, your wife won't be joining us this evening.
Oh, yes, I'm sick about the fact that Mickey can't be here.
Mickey, isn't it Maggie?
Yeah, Mickey's just my pet name for when we're in the sack.
Well, Carol, let me begin by saying that your high school grades are nothing short of spectacular.
Thank you.
Yeah, and can you believe she got those straight A's after missing 6 whole months because of reform school?
Reform school?
Little misunderstanding over a knife.
Well, Carol, what would you say is your number one reason for wanting to attend Boston College?
Well, that's easy. See, I can never really cut in a real Ivy League college like Harvard or Yale, so figure, why not cruise through B.C.?
Yeah. Heck, if it's as easy as my pop says it is, then, heck, sign me up, too.
Deceiver, is this what you told Carol Boston College is like?
Well, to tell you the truth, bub, I don't remember much about the actual classes. Me and Maggie were pretty much into discovering our bodies back then.
Dad, I did it, just like you told me to.
Atta boy!
Benny?
Benny!
Man, I punched a snot out of a little kid. I think I've knocked a couple teeth loose. Isn't that great, Dad?
Yeah, just like you say, right, Pop?
Oh, right. Like I always tell you, son, never be scared to sucker punch somebody just because they're a girl in the lower grade. Now, get the hell out of here, you little scumbum. Hey, kids, huh? Listen, if you got any problem getting a little girl in, say the word and I'll slip you a couple of C notes.
What?
All right, $300 then.
Young lady, I hope you made application at other colleges because the odds of you coming to BC are zero. Zilch and zip. Good evening.
Was it something I said?
All right. Oh, Fred, you were great.
Now, I believe there was some talk of $20.
I'll go get it right now.
Yeah, all right, it's upstairs. Come on. Dad!
What?
Who are you?
Me?
This is Dr. Jefferson, the recruiter from Boston College.
I'd like you to meet my father, Jason Seaver.
And your name is?
I'm Jason Seaver.
Oh!
Dr. Jefferson was just waiting to start the interview until you guys got here.
Nobody knew about this?
Well, it looks like Ben took the message, and, he messed it up again, as usual.
Little scumbum.
Listen, why don't you guys go and take the baby stuff upstairs, and we'll get the interview started.
Okay. All right. We'll be right down, Doctor.
Yes, just give me a moment to put the baby down. Why are you dressed like that?
To make the tuna fiesta more festive.
So lay that 20 on me and I'll just be moseying along.
Listen, Fred, how would you like to double your money for another part? A college recruiter.
A challenging dual role? Okay.
All right.
Mike, do you think this is wise?
Hey, well, look, what else do you want to do, huh? You want to tell him the truth? Look, Mom and Dad are expecting an interview, so we'll give them an interview. You're going to get a rejection letter. We already took care of that. So this way, Mom and Dad are none the wiser, and you get to go to Columbia.
I hear all of South America is just lovely.
I wanted to wear my Boston College blazer tonight.
No, you wouldn't. It has gravy on the sleeve.
No one would notice.
I would.
Well, I wanted to wear my Boston College blazer tonight, but wiser heads prevail.
Hi, I'm...
Mickey, I know.
No, Maggie.
Well, isn't Mickey his pet name for you?
No, no, it isn't.
I could have sworn I heard that somewhere. Well, whatever. Nice to meet you.
So, Doctor, can I get you anything?
A sherry would be lovely.
Right. Sherry. Sherry?
In the cabinet.
Probably just a lucky guess.
Sorry, I'm all out. Can I get you anything else?
Sure.
What?
Like you said, anything else.
So, Dr. Jefferson, is it normal to schedule these interviews on such short notice?
Normal?
Yeah, Mom. See, Dr. Jefferson said that he was just in town on some personal business when the school called him in and asked if he could schedule Carol in.
Really?
Yes, is that so hard to believe?
It isn't, honey. Just relax.
Well, let's get started. Well, anyway, Carol, I have to tell you as a straight-A student that this interview is just a formality, especially with two distinguished graduates as parents. Jason, I understand you're a proctologist.
Psychiatrist.
Oh, that's very different. Carol, what's your number one reason for wanting to attend Boston University?
Isn't it Boston College?
Well, it's obvious you haven't read the alumni flyers. We're expanding into a full university. Carol, go on.
Well, I hear that the coursework is very challenging and that the academics are stressed over social activities.
Uh-huh. Have you thought about a major yet?
Well, actually, I was planning on...
Let me guess. You're going to follow in your old man's footsteps and study podiatry.
Psychiatry.
Excuse me. I believe this is Carol's interview. Okay.
Well, excuse me, but I'm finding the whole tone of this interview to be...
Dr. Jefferson, you didn't have any more questions. I have taken up enough of your time, and it was a pleasure meeting you.
Dr. Siebert, if you want to see your girl get in, no problemo, I got a way to go. A couple of C-notes right in my pocket will go on. Right, $100 then.
I beg your pardon.
Okay, what? I'll take $5.
Look, I don't know
what. Whatever you got in your pocket.
Hey, what are you still doing here? Still?
Don't anybody move. Something very strange is going on around here. We're going to find out what it is. Now, I know I've missed the last few college reunions, but I know that my old school hasn't become a place. My rush to get out of this nut house. Oh, no. Forgot my pop-up. Who are you?
Excuse me. And frankly, Dr. Siever, I am personally going to speak to the regents about this repulsive display.
Dr. Siever?
That's not Dr. Siever. I'm Dr. Siever. Now, who the hell are you?
Bill Jefferson from Boston College.
No, you're not. He is.
Aren't you?
That wouldn't be gravy on your sleeve, would it?
Gravy? Could be.
Carol, I can't believe that you went to all that trouble just because you were afraid to tell us you didn't want to go to the same school as your mom and I went to.
Me either.
Jason, I told you that you were putting far too much pressure on
me. He put too much pressure on me? Mom, when you told me that you took me to Boston College and changed my diaper right in the quad and you got all weepy, I was afraid of breaking your heart.
Oh, Carol, come on. Are you implying that your mother and I created an atmosphere in which you could not tell us how you felt?
I'm not implying it. I'm flat out saying it.
So you went through this whole charade just so you wouldn't hurt our feelings?
Yes. And if you look at it in that light, my deception was an act of love.
Don't push it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I can't believe we were putting all that pressure on Carol and didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Chrissy, you can go to any college you choose. You don't have to pick the best one in the nation. Boston College.
Nice, Maggie.
Your tuna fiesta was delish.
Who are you?
For one brief, shiny moment, I was Maggie Seaver, journalist.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, what would you do if you were suddenly given $5,000? Probably something like the Seaver kids plan to do with their new fortune. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Winnie and Kevin evaluate the highs and lows of their relationship.